The Ombudsman for Children's Office has called for urgent recognition and support for families providing informal kinship care to children. It's estimated that over 10,000 Irish children are in the full-time care of relatives, but these informal arrangements are unrecorded and the majority of families receive no financial or emotional support. Carol Coleman's report begins with Ethna, a carer whose name we've changed to protect her grandchild's identity.
Basically, we've had our grandson for the full-time for the last 15 months.
Ethna and her husband are full-time carers for their grandson.
And he's 8. And, you know, it's been tough. It's wonderful that we're able to do it, but it has been very tough.
He was often at their house, but his mum's challenges led him to moving in with them full-time, a traumatic period for a child.
When he came to us first, he was very anxious. He was a little bit underweight. He was having sleep issues, on fight or flight mode all of the time. Wound up is what you'd call it, really. And just a bit scared, I suppose.
Nobody knows how many Ethnas there are, but Laura Dunleavy of Kinship Care Ireland estimates there are thousands of grandparents, aunties and uncles and siblings looking after children full-time without any formal arrangement or support.
There's an estimated 10 to 12,000 children in Ireland living in kinship care, so twice the amount than is in formal foster or state care. The routes into kinship care would be the death of a parent or else other significant needs such as parental addiction, mental health illness, imprisonment, violence, abuse and other capacity challenges that really impact upon families.
Ireland's hidden army of kinship carers is a priority for the Office of the Ombudsman for Children. Last year, the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child said Ireland had a problem. The Department of Children is working on policy to fix this, but Nuala Ward, Director of Inspections at the OCO, says it wants a progress report.
Exactly what has happened and what can be done in the interim, pending whatever long-term policy implications have to be made. If these grannies and granddads and aunts and uncles hadn't stepped in, these children would be going into state care. And that costs an awful lot of money, but also more importantly, that if some children that are in care, they may feel stigmatised. Whereas when we have these carers stepping in, it just saves the state so much money because we're not paying them.
Ethna spent 15 months looking for help. Her husband had retired early to be home while she continued to work to pay mounting bills.
We had no idea. We got no information at all. The only thing we were told is apply for legal guardianship. It's just not out there. The information is not being given freely.
She eventually heard about the guardianship payment and after many hurdles, she got it.
We know now that he has financial security. We can put a bit of money away for him every week for the future, for college, for, you know, if he needs a little car. It's things like that that you do for your own children, because I suppose, you know, we weren't prepared for this at all.
Kinship Care Ireland reckons only 1 in 3 informal carers receive the guardianship payment. Yet Nuala Ward of the Ombudsman's Office says these families are providing vital continuity and less stigma for children in care.
You have to appreciate a lot of these children have suffered trauma. So the parents and the children need to be provided with emotional support so that they can work through what has happened to them, because no doubt that it is very, very difficult for both the carers and for the children. And they need that type of support as well. And that's not happening either.
15 months on, Ethna sees huge improvements in her grandson.
You know, he's a well-balanced kid. He's great at sport. He just loves life. He's got great freedom now where he lives, because that wasn't the case. He knows now exactly when he's getting his dinner. He knows when he's having a shower. He knows what's time for bed. So he's thriving in a stable environment.
And that was Ethna ending that report from Carol Coleman. This afternoon, we've received a statement from the Department of Children. It says governance structures are in place for the development of a national policy on children living in informal kinship care. And it continues, there will be in-depth consultations with young people with experience of living in informal kinship care arrangements to ensure their voices are included.